welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Marathon. No, get in that Bible. Get in that Bible. Because let me tell you something. Even though I try to make a habit of reading the whole Bible through every year since I've been 18, just reading the whole Bible through, try to read it through every year. Do you know I forget stuff? I do. I read something this morning. It was almost like the first time. And then I asked my wife about it. She said, oh, yeah, I read that before. But I said, man, you know, how did I miss that story? You see what I'm saying? The point is, if you don't use it, you lose it. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed of how stuff that, I mean, you read it long time ago, but if you read it now, it'll almost be like it's brand new. If we don't use it, you lose it. You gotta use it. Amen. See, it used to be an old-fashioned church. It was almost like brainwashing, because they used to have a lot more recitals in churches, such as they used to recite the Ten Commandments. Almost every week they recite the Ten Commandments and stuff. I grew up Methodist, and we had to recite the Ten Commandments every week. They used to do a lot of recital in Sunday school, closing Sunday school. Let's just close with the Lord's Prayer. And so everybody just quoted the Lord's Prayer. You didn't have to go get no Bible to figure out what the Lord's Prayer. Same thing, the 23rd Psalm. Let's start church today with the 23rd Psalm. They didn't have no places like this here, pew racks and stuff. Everybody just, and, you know, with the Bibles, everybody just quoted it. They had the Bible in their heart. They say, let's just start church today, and they'll just say, we're going to start church with the 121st Psalm. And they just start quoting, you know, I lift mine eyes to the hill, and with come my help come from the, they just start quoting it. But if you don't use it, you lose it. And so this is what Josh is trying to tell these leaders. And keep in mind, leaders of people are no better than their leaders. Y'all didn't hear. Oh, that's right. I'm talking about leadership. I better bag on up here today. People are no better than their leaders. Can only get a couple of amen up in here. Children are no better than their parents. Oh, I knew I was in somebody's neighborhood now. But you think about it, they are no better than their parents. Now, let me tell you something, parents. I know that we bucked against what our mama and daddy said, and we say, you know, I'm not going to raise my children. And you can try that stuff for a while. I'm not trying to raise your children like your mama them. But later on, when them kids get about 13, 14 years old, you're going to start wondering, now, what's going on here? Because you done created a monster.
That's right. Amen.
Because, see, in that little child, rebelliousness, the Bible says, in the heart of a child.
Right.
It's there.
It sure is.
Just waiting to come out. That little monster is there.
Yes.
Oh, it's a monster in all of us. Yes, it is. It's a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hyde is hiding out on the inside. That's why the Bible says the rod of correction. You just can't be using no psychology. Yeah, yeah. And Johnny, you must not want your cookies, Johnny. Johnny, we're not going to go to the store if you don't behave, Johnny. Yeah. You better put some on, Johnny. Because let me tell you something. If Johnny can get away with, no, yeah. I don't want to go. If he can get away with that now, Johnny going to be 15, 16 years old. Say, didn't I tell you?
What?
Don't you come to me anymore with that. Ooh. And you're going to be wondering now, who the child? Okay, Mary. I need some water, Mary. Ain't calling her mama. Mary. First name. Why is that? Because in society today, when you go on these jobs, they first name basis. They want you to call your boss first name. Yeah, everything first name. Nah, I don't know what you got on your mind. I don't know you well enough. So we're gonna keep it professional.
That's it.
Amen. Yes. We're going to keep everything professional. You're going to call me Mr. and I'm going to call you Miss.
That's it. That's
we're going to keep, and just like in the church, we're going to keep it professional. Brother. We're going to call brother and sister in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I like to keep things on a professional level. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We live in a day and age where even the pastors, they call their pastors and stuff, Chuck. Yeah. Yeah, you know, they call him Chuck. And they call him Paul. Yeah, yeah. And the sermon is no longer sermon. Now, if you want Pastor Paul's talk, just write in for this talk. Yeah, write in, call in, email it in for the talk. Amen. I don't have no talk. Ask anybody at Bible where I got sermons, and for the sermon is to take a stab and do some operating. And I be trying to do some operating. Amen. Amen. Somebody at Bible way may wish that I would do some talking. But I'm doing some surgery because I'm trying to rescue people out of hell. And I'm trying to preach the hell out of preacher people. That's what you got to do. You got to preach the hell out of people. The Bible didn't say that a person can be saved by talking. Mom and dad have been talking. Sister and brother been talking. Talking is over with when you come to church. If they can get to the church, the preacher ought to have the authority, which he do. He needs to have the courage to go on and preach. Quit talking and preach. People didn't come there just to hear you talk. We're trying to save some souls. Rufus ain't came to church in years. We need to try to get Rufus, save him. Hello, somebody. You've been talking to Rufus at home. Rufus needs this Bible. Amen. What is this? This is the operating room. You don't supposed to go in the operating room and talk. Now, how many of you going to pay $10,000? You supposed to have an operation, but your doctors got in there, they just had a good talk. No, it's supposed to be a surgery. Amen. So notice now, let me go on and put it in gear and speed up. Look at what he says, though. He says, but cleave unto the Lord, for the Lord has driven out from before you. And then notice what he says in verse 10. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he has promised you. Now, ain't that something? When you go with God, God said, I can make you strong enough where you will be able to chase 1,000. 1,000 of your enemies will run from you. See, when you reading through your Bible, when you come across scriptures like this, ask God. Read your Bible prayerfully. And when you see things like this, ask God, God, help me to be very courageous. And then say, God, help me to cleave unto you, O Lord. And then say, Lord, help me be a strong Christian where my enemies, even 100 of them, will run from me. God will do that for you. You're getting that right out the Bible. See, don't spend all your time fishing for a prayer. When you're reading the Bible, whatever God tell you to do, then ask God to help you to measure up to do that. That's your prayer. Amen. As you pray, see, don't read your Bible, then put your Bible down, and then go over here and start praying about things in the world. See, that's normally how we do. We'll read our Bible and then throw this aside and then go and pray about things in the world. Ask God, bless me with some clothes because Easter is coming. You see? No. See, what God, let me tell you something. God is more concerned about your holiness than your happiness. See, we got it all out of order. See, Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want to see God work in your life, measure up to this Bible. The Bible says, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, then you ask whatever you want to. Because holiness, you're putting holiness first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When you seeking to try to be right, then it says all these other things. God said, let me bless them with a car. Let me bless them with clothes. Let me bless them with money because they're trying to be right. But if you not trying to be right, why should God bless you? God ain't gonna bless you with blessing to do wrong. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Take heed, verse 11, he says. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourself that you love the Lord your God. Listen. You know who you need to be paying a close attention to every day? You. You need to be trying to keep you out of trouble. See, most people are preoccupied with people. Somebody walk in the room. Why she wear that? Well, that really ain't none of your business. You see what I'm saying? Unless you're getting ready to help buy her some clothes. Is I'm making any sense? I'm trying to help somebody this evening in a practical way. We are so preoccupied with people. This person get a new car. This person get some new clothes. Now we depressed. Everybody else getting something, and I don't know why I ain't getting being blessed. You see what I'm saying? Pay close attention to you. Your blessing, God is still in the... See, when I see folks getting something, I say, oh, man, look at here. Thank you, Jesus. See, that encouraged me. That let me know God ain't forgot about folks around me. I want folks around me to be blessed. I want everybody to be blessed, but showing up the folks around me. Amen. See, I believe like the Bible says. See, the Bible says that if you go ahead and put God first, I'm paraphrasing. God says, for the most part, he says you'll have 100-fold blessings. If you leave houses, cars, land, even family for his name's sake, God says he'll bless you with 100-fold houses, land. In this lifetime. And then in the next life, eternal life to come. Now, how is that? It's almost 100 folks in here. You know how many houses I can go over and eat over? And don't even have to cook when I get there. You see how many cars in here I can ride in? Yeah. Y'all let me ride in your car, won't you? Yeah. Hello, somebody. Yeah. See, I'm going to be like Jesus. Jesus ate over people's houses. He rode their donkeys and stuff, and he didn't have to pay nothing for it. See, what we want to do it the devil way. We want to go ahead and get us something with a bill attached to it. God will fix it where you can get stuff without a bill. As a matter of fact, God says, give, and it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And you're looking at a blessed man. I know I don't look too much like it, but you're looking at a blessed man right here. I don't have folks that just walk up to me and put money in my pocket. I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, I guess that's putting it in my bosom. Amen. I said, let me take all this candy out of my pocket on Sunday. Let me empty these pockets here that folks can put a lot in my bosom. Hello, somebody. God is good. But let me tell you something. Mama told me that long time ago. She said, Timmy, it takes time. Because I be saying, but Mama, you know, why come, you know, the Bible says, you know, if you seek first kingdom, all these other things be added to it. Why stuff ain't being added unto me? You know, when you're in Mama's kitchen in the you can talk. You can go on and share from the heart. Now, when we get to church, you get all pretty and stuff. But, how many of us have gotten good counsel around the kitchen table? Amen. I'll never forget. I was just so discouraged when we first started Bible Way. It was just my family and had another little family. And so sometime on Wednesday night, you know, I didn't know who was going to be there. 5 or 6 people. And I said, we ought to just cut out Wednesday night Bible study. Because, I mean, ain't nobody showing up. And the very week, I said, this is going to be the last one. This is it. This is going to be the last one. I already had my mind made up. I went there to that Bible study. I got so much out that Bible study. I said, you know, let's just go one more week. And I went to the Bible study the next week. I got so much out of that. I said, let's just go one more week. We went one more week. I said, we're going to make it to the end of the month. We're just going. And then I realized that if nobody else needed it, I needed it. And I went home, and I was telling my mom about the church. I said, it ain't growing. It's just, I don't know what else to do. I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning praying for 4 hours in the morning, Mama. And Mama said, Timmy, it takes time. It takes time. And now, I'm just so blessed. Amen. I'm blessed financially, spiritually, physically. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm even getting paychecks I didn't even know I was going to get. You see what I'm saying? God is good. I done made it to the place in my life that I can go somewhere and speak, whether they give me some or not. Amen. I went somewhere the other week and spoke and left to pay, and I just didn't worry about it. Now, my wife got it, but I didn't worry about it. Hello, somebody. But I wasn't really looking for it. And then when she opened it up, I wasn't looking for that much. You see? Amen. I tell them, you know, whether you give me something or not, the Lord done fixed it well. Bible way, God used them to take care of me. Amen. And that's why I'm praying that y'all get good jobs and keep good jobs. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But this evening, no joke. This evening, I was there fixing my dinner this evening, and I was just thinking about the radio ministry and how we don't really receive no funds from the radio ministry. And basically, it's just all on the church. And that bothers me because I felt like the people out there, since they receiving the food, then they need to help pay for some of this food. Amen? Amen. It's just like if you go to McDonald's and you eat at McDonald's, you don't pay Burger King. Hello, somebody. But I was fixing my dinner, and I said, oh, Lord. And the Lord said, that's all right. Bible way won't miss their blessing. He said, Bible way, this is a way for Bible way to be blessed. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, let me go on and get these neck bones in order here. Isn't God a good God? But God is going to bless you, Bible way. And God has blessed you. Even in the midst of this recession, we making plans. We ain't cutting back. We making plans. We going forward. Listen. Every year here at Bible Way, been here 19 years, and every year our income goes up. Our income has never went down. It goes up every year. If it's no more than $10,000, it goes up. Now, who is that? We done been in the black every year. Isn't God a good God? Now, even though I got a minor in accounting, I ain't that good. Accounting just help you manage money. You got to be able to get some money to manage. Hello, somebody. See, God is bringing the money.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.